Judges chapter 2. Now the angel of the Lord went up from Gilgal to Bochim. He said, I brought you out of Egypt into the land I swore to give to your forefathers, and I said, I will never break my covenant with you. You are not to make any covenant with the inhabitants of this land. You are to break down their altars. But you have not obeyed my voice. Why did you do this? So now I declare, I will not drive them out before you. They will be thorns in your sides, and their gods will be a snare to you. After the angel of the Lord spoke these words to all the Israelites, the people lifted their voices and wept. So they named that place Bochim, weeping, and they sacrificed there to the Lord. After Joshua sent the people away, the Israelites went, each person to his inheritance, to possess the land. The people served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great work the Lord had done for Israel. Then Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. They buried him in the territory of his inheritance in Timnath-Heres, in the hill country of Ephraim, north of Mount Gaash. All that generation was gathered to their fathers. Another generation arose after them that did not know the Lord or the mighty deeds he had done for Israel. The Israelites did evil in the sight of the Lord and served the Baals. They abandoned the Lord, the God of their fathers, who brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods, the gods of the peoples around them. They bowed down to them and provoked the Lord to anger. They abandoned the Lord and served Baal and the Ashereth. So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he handed them over to the looters who plundered them. He sold them into the hands of their enemies all around, so that they could no longer resist their enemies. Whenever they went out to battle, the hand of the Lord was against them for ill, as the Lord had warned and sworn to them. They were severely distressed. The Lord raised up judges who delivered them out of the hand of those who plundered them. Yet they did not listen to their judges, but prostituted themselves after other gods and bowed down to them. They quickly turned aside from the way in which their forefathers had walked in obeying the commandments of the Lord, but they did not do so. Whenever the Lord raised up judges for them, the Lord was with the judge and rescued them out of the hands of their enemies all the days of that judge. For the Lord had pity on them when they groaned because of those who oppressed and abused them. But when the judge died, they turned back and were more corrupt than their fathers, following other gods, serving them and bowing down to them. Yet they refused to abandon their evil practices and their stubborn ways. The anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he said, Because this nation has violated my covenant, which I commanded their fathers, and have not obeyed my voice, I also will no longer drive out the nations before them that Joshua left when he died, so that I may test Israel and see whether they will follow the way of the Lord as their fathers did or not. So the Lord left those nations there without quickly driving them out or handing them over to Joshua.